Chapter 1. 4 years later. The inescapable stench of sewage and rotting garbage assaulted Aquila's senses, making him wince. He had been in Rome for a mere 2 days and had already seen architectural marvels that left the visitor gaping, lavish buildings with intricate mosaics, paved roads as smooth as a youth's face, ingenious aqueducts, and a splendid array of shops, porticos, and gymnasiums. Yet for all its glory, there were few places in Rome that did not stink. He picked his way carefully as he followed his uncle past a fishmonger's stall and a tavern, while sidestepping a clutch of beggars. Aquila had never seen so many people in one place. It was said that 1 million people inhabited Rome. The magnitude of such a number was beyond what his mind could grasp. At night, he crawled into bed and pulled his pillow over his head, trying to drown out the noise of carts and wagons that actually swelled in activity between sundown and sunrise. Rome never slept. His uncle, Benjamin, who had visited the city several times and had a passing familiarity with its stone-paved avenues and winding alleyways, was leading the way. They were supposed to meet Rufus at the entrance of the Campi Synagogue, located in the northwest corner of the city. They had left their lodging in the congested neighborhood near Via Appia 20 minutes before. Having entered the ancient part of the city, they were now making their way around Circus Maximus. Aquila studied the circus, the most famous chariot racing stadium in the world. It was empty today, save for a few slaves who were clearing horse dung from the huge track. Benjamin led Aquila down a jumble of narrow roads. He stopped to look around for a moment before taking a decisive right. After a few more turns, he stopped again. "Are you lost, Uncle?" Aquila hid a smile.
"Of course not. I'm merely making sure of my bearings."
"I only ask because we have passed this spot 3 times. Some people would call that lost, not me, of course."
"Of course."
Benjamin gave him a pointed look.
"I'm sure you're very wise, in your own eyes."
Aquila grinned. "Well, these eyes detect the Via Tecta coming up on our left."
"Isn't that what you were looking for?"
He pointed to the avenue whose entrance was hidden by several tree trunks. Benjamin, who was considerably shorter, had missed it.
"So it is. Why didn't you notice it sooner?"
The Via Tecta ran parallel to the river. Aquila took in the grand buildings as they walked, theaters, baths, and public memorials. For a moment, he forgot that it was the Sabbath, forgot that a dear friend was awaiting their arrival, and slowed his steps to gaze at his surroundings.
"They will still be here when we come back,"
Benjamin called from up ahead, and Aquila hastened after him. They traveled farther north until they arrived at the Via Flaminia and made their way down a narrow alley toward the Tiber River. Outside a modest rectangular building, Aquila spied Rufus. He was leaning against the wall, apparently too impatient for their arrival to wait inside. He opened his